I'm Helen Sharman. I flew to the Mir space station in 1991, when it was just 5 years old. I remember the launch. It was the most exciting day, I suppose, of all of the training. I'd done 18 months of training, mostly in Star City near Moscow. So really as a kind of a slow build-up to this thing. 2 weeks of quarantine in Kazakhstan, and then 2.5 hours on top of the rocket, waiting for that launch, going through all of the checks. I was with two other people, a commander and an engineer, both Soviets, one Russian, one and from the Ukraine. And we'd become quite close by then. But gradually, as the time ticked by and the checks went, we realised that there was literally no going back. Whichever way you're going up, even if you come back pretty quickly. But, I mean, the launch went pretty much to plan. We had one or two little hiccups. But basically, the rocket engines fire, the gantry pulls back, and you're off. Not as quickly as it sometimes appears. You're just about start hovering above the ground, and then gradually the thrust builds up, and then you feel that acceleration. You're being pushed back into your seat, lumpy and bumpy, because there are different rocket stages, and as you jettison one rocket stage, there's a split second before the next one kicks in. You jettison a fairing, and this is a covering that protects the outside of the whole rocket and spacecraft from the atmosphere as you're going through it, otherwise you just burn up. And when that's jettisoned, that's the first time that the window is allowed to have light coming through it, and the sunlight just streamed in. We were over the Pacific Ocean. We could already see that this, you know, down was the blue sea and up was black space. And after 9 minutes, it was all over. Bang! Final rocket engine was jettisoned, and there we were, floating, just feeling weightless. After 2 days of orbiting the Earth, just literally going round and round the Earth, we eventually caught up with the Mir space station. We made our final approach, but realised something was wrong. We lost one of the antennae, we think, during the launch phase, which meant that we couldn't have automatic control and automatic docking of us onto the space station. So the three of us had to manually steer the spacecraft towards the station. But it's something we'd done in the training. Although you know that it's your lives at risk at this stage if you get it wrong. But that was in a way a nice thing, partly because we got it right, so we stayed alive, but partly because it meant we became even closer. We worked together as one team. And when we did dock onto the Mir space station, opened the hatch and floated inside, there was this wonderful feeling of relief, of team spirit, of closeness. And we had a party with the two people who were already there. We were allowed a time to relax and just be together the first night, and then when we woke up the next morning, experiments started. I was doing experiments on my bodies, on the other cosmonauts' bodies, plants and grown crystals, all sorts of fascinating things. But we have a schedule from Mission Control in Earth, minute by minute, so we know exactly what we've got to do and when. And there's usually sort of a couple of hours later on in the evening where we can repeat things if necessary, go over things if it's if something just hasn't gone quite right, or if there wasn't enough power supply at the right time. And we just really enjoyed the time being together. The two people who were already on board the space station had been there for 6 months, so I think they were very pleased just to share some more company, somebody else to talk to. Coming back to Earth was a very sad time for me, partly because I didn't want to come back just then. In space for 8 days, it just wasn't enough. There was so much more I wanted to do. But I left behind my crew, the commander and engineer with whom I had flown into space, two people with whom I'd become extremely close. And it was very, very difficult saying goodbye to them and actually climbing into the spacecraft. I remember closing our hatch. We could still hear them moving about inside the space station while we were attached. And for a while we could still talk on the radio until voices started to break up. It was a very, very sad time for me.